I mean, with the limited snaps that Shaq's got, he has 2 sacks. You know, and I got 3, so he's right there. And he's right there. He's right there with the bunch. Yeah, he's making a lot of plays for us in the preseason and during the season. You know, when I'm coming out, it's really not a drop in performance. You know, Shaq, he's a good feeling for us. Not only Shaq, but Shane and Lorente. If DeMarcus not able to go, I'm fully confident in those guys.
Did you see anything from Shaq in the offseason that he made that leap?
I saw something from Shaq last year. You know, but it was just he was still young, and then this year during the preseason, you could just see it early at training camp that he wasn't gonna be he was gonna be on this team. He was gonna be in the rotation 53. You could just tell by his performance and the way he came in to training camp. So, and with that said, I feel confident in Shaq and all those guys.
The fact that they have gotten plays during the year, does that help for young guys who aren't just?
Most definitely. I think that's probably the best situation for Shaq. You know. First 5 games, he didn't start, but he had a lot of playing time, and then now he's going to come in and start. So, I think he's more than ready to go. You know, should see a lot of great stuff from him this weekend.
You look at the penalties, especially on the defensive side. Is that mostly just kind of a byproduct of this defense, just being super aggressive?
I thought we did pretty good last week, didn't we? We only had 1 penalty last week? So, I think we're getting better. We're getting better, and just solid progress is all we can ask for.
On your big play, were you – take the ball. I mean, is that a mindset that this defense has of just always going after the ball, not just making the tackle?
I mean, yeah, that's what coach, tries to preach and tries to teach us and put us in a situation to do that. But when in the spur of the moment, it just happens, and I just saw the ball and I just tried to get it. You can pre-strip the ball and do all this stuff, but when it's happening, it's all happening so fast, it's pretty tough. But I was able to just block all that stuff and able to get the ball out, so it was pretty good.
How important is it with the chemistry that you guys have, that the new pieces that you've added have kind of been a instant fit in terms of that chemistry and off the field stuff? How critical is that?
I think it's critical to to any team's success that you have great chemistry on and off the field. And we started building that chemistry with the new guys last year, and it's just even double this year. So we've been with those guys for 2 years now, and only it's not even chemistry; it's more of a friendship. Been with each other for 2 years now. I think the chemistry is solid with everybody.
But on that takeaway, the true takeaway, was that something you saw in film, or was it just something you saw right that split second? And
just that, yeah. It was just that split second. With me, I'm just trying to get a sack. But as I was running and I got closer and closer, he was still holding the ball, and I was like, I just take the ball.
Have you ever done anything like that in high school ball, college, anything like that, where you did a true takeaway?
No, coach, they always say, I've thought about that stuff, many times, And they say, it happens. It happens in your mind first, whatever the saying is. But I see myself doing all this stuff all the time. So, he was just holding it on for a split second. He was getting ready to throw it too. So, it was just a pretty good play.
Did it surprise you almost at all?
No, it was surprising. I mean, I would try to do that every single time. But it was just that play that I knew. Well, it was just different that play.
Are there any quarterbacks who are stronger than you?
I mean, I'd be in trouble if it was some quarterbacks were stronger. But I think it is. It's a pretty tough quarterbacks. You got Ben Roethlisberger, and Andrew Luck, and all these guys. So I wouldn't sit here and say that I'm stronger than every quarterback in the league. But the majority of them, I'd be in trouble if I'm not.
You like your chances.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Vaughn. All right, guys.